Brilliant novels, groundbreaking nonfiction, evocative poetry, great books, and insightful conversations whenever you want them on the Talk of Iowa Book Club podcast. Pick the books that speak to you or read them all. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. A huge new exhibit of the work of iconic Iowa artist Grant Wood is on display at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. Grant Wood revealed rarely seen works by an American master will be on display through May 16th. It's part of a year-long celebration of the 175th anniversary of Iowa's statehood. The exhibit, or exhibits, plural, cover five floors of galleries at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. And Sean Ulmer, Executive Director of the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art, is here to walk us through. Hello, Sean. Sean, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you so much for being here. And Sean, I realize that this exhibit, as I mentioned, part of our celebration of the 175th anniversary of Iowa's statehood, was actually originally scheduled for last year as part of a different celebration, but COVID got in the way, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It was supposed to close out our 2020 year, which was a celebration of our own 125th anniversary, because how can you not celebrate the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art without a look at Grant Wood? But because of COVID and our closure and our shifting around of all of the exhibitions, we moved our fall exhibition of Grant Wood into the spring, and it fit beautifully because we had already planned to do all of 2021 looking at Iowa art and artists.
And, of course, no one's more Iowan than Grant Wood. And this exhibition, you always have an incredible Grant Wood collection on display. So in your collection, I mean, did you do a lot of borrowing, or is this sort of displaying everything you own?
Well, a little bit of both. As you're absolutely right, we do always have some Grant Wood works on display in an exhibition we call Grant Wood from Farm Boy to American Icon. It's a nice overview survey of his work from his first forays into painting until his last painting. Those are sort of our heavy hitters, and there's about 17 of them in that gallery. What we've done now is we have created three new exhibitions, temporary exhibitions, that look at different aspects of Grant Wood's work. Last November, we opened up an exhibition called Americans in Paris, Grant Wood and Marvin Cohn's 1920 trip to Paris, which has combined 36 works, 20 of which are by Grant Wood, that the two young artists did on a summer in Paris in 1920. It was Grant Wood's first trip abroad, Marvin Cohn's second. He had been abroad in World War I. And then in January, we opened an exhibition called Seriously Funny, American Gothic Parodies. And that's an exhibition that looks at about 50 works in person, and then another 60 works digitally that are parodies of American Gothic, Grant Wood's most famous painting. And then we have five galleries dedicated to a show called Grant Wood Revealed that you've mentioned earlier, that is looking at the sort of the other aspects of Grant Wood's work, the work that doesn't immediately come to mind. Everyone knows American Gothic and Woman with Plants and Spring in the Country, but there's a whole career full of work that is not often thought of and not often seen in the museum setting, and we wanted to shed some light on that.
So this part of the exhibit, Grant Wood Revealed, has more than 100 of his works. Tell me a little bit about what we might see here that we just wouldn't find in other places. And it actually starts with some of his childhood work, right?
Absolutely, yes. We have work from when he was 13 years old. There are, you are correct, there's 128 works in that exhibition alone. And we do have some of his very, very youthful works, works that he did when he was 13, works that he did working on his high school yearbook, some drawings he did for his high school yearbook. We also have a gallery dedicated to his decorative arts work. That's really where he began, was as a metal worker, a metalsmith. As soon as he finished high school, he went on up to Minneapolis to study specifically metal work, and then worked in the Kalo Silversmith shop outside Chicago for a little while, during the beginning of World War I there. And so we have a number of metal pieces that he either created or he designed and someone else forged for him. We also have a number of commissioned pieces. He was very much in high demand here in Cedar Rapids. So the J.G. Cherry Company here in town asked him to create a suite of paintings that they used in trade shows. There are commissioned works by Turner, his biggest patron. And we also see him, working through painting. After metalwork, he really digs into painting, and he's under the sway of American Impressionism, which is not the style that people associate with Grant Wood, but it was the style that was very, very current at the time. And so we see him exploring American Impressionism. We see a whole suite of paintings of Indian Creek, which is a local tributary here, that he would return to time and time again in different seasons, different times of day, and under different weather conditions, just like the Impressionists would have done. And then we also had the entire suite of lithographs that he created, as well as a section on portraiture that was so very, very influential on him developing what we call his mature style.
Grant Wood, at his peak, of course, created some of these incredibly just iconic works that you mentioned before. After that period, he diversified. He did other things. He had, many other moments and interactions. When you look at his later work, what do you see?
Well, I mean, he had that American Gothic moment in 1930, okay? And how do you follow that up? Well, he was in the transition of changing his style. He had just been to Germany to oversee the fabrication of the large stained glass window that still is in place in the Veterans Memorial Building here in town. And so he was thinking differently about how to paint. He was leaving American Impressionism behind, and he was moving into a new style. At the same time came a great deal of notoriety because of American Gothic. He was able to land a lecturer position at the University of Iowa. He was the head of the Iowa WPA. He was on a lecture series across the country. His work was in incredibly high demand. And so he was exploring ways in which he might be able to reach a wider audience. And that's when he landed on doing lithographs for the Associated American Artists. That was a subscription service where you could subscribe to receiving various lithographs by major artists of the day, and Grant Wood was one of them. And he loved the idea of reaching a wider audience and providing imagery that was affordable for the average man to acquire.
One of the pieces that is part of the exhibit is called Sultry Night, and that's on loan to your museum. Tell me about this piece and its significance.
Well, Sultry Night was first a lithograph. And it was a lithograph that was part of the Associated American Artists series that I just referenced. And those lithographs were mailed out to recipients. However, the U.S. Postal Service refused to mail out that one because it is an image of a farmhand completely nude, bathing himself with water out of a horse trough. And they considered that to be a little bit pornographic. And so they refused to deliver that. Well, then Grant Wood actually made a painting of the same subject and submitted it to the Carnegie Museum for their international competition, and it was rejected. And at some point, Grant Wood cut off the part with the naked man in the painting, cut that off, and what we have left is a partial painting of the horse trough, which is installed right next to the lithograph in the exhibition, along with the letter that Grant Wood wrote to the Carnegie when he was submitting the painting for consideration.
What do you learn from that letter?
Well, it's, you know, just he feels very strongly about this image. He really believed in it, and so he really felt that it was a serious work of art and needed to be considered as such. You know, he, I think, was genuinely surprised at the response to the lithograph. And this is just a scene that one would see on a farm. Right. This is how, you know, you might, you know, bathe on a hot night if you were a worker on a farm in his day. And so it was really an image of Americana. And he was, I think, really surprised by the way in which it was interpreted.
Well, and the fact that he cut it out of the painting, that of course, it's hard to know what he was thinking, what he was feeling, but that sounds like he was deeply wounded by this.
Very well could have been, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty demonstrable act to do, to take something that you feel, you know, strongly about, that you have submitted for competition, and then to cut it down. And who knows, that piece may be out there somewhere. We've not seen it, but we do have the other one, which, as you rightly point out, is on loan to us from a private collector, but housed currently at the Chazen in Madison. And so that's on loan to us, as well as several other works are on loan to us in the Grant Wood Revealed exhibition.
Now, on a much lighter note, one of your favorite pieces in the exhibit is his corncob chandelier. Tell me about that.
Well, it is. It's one of those works that's a little difficult to install because it has to hang from the ceiling, and you have to, you know, make sure that happens in a way that the chandelier doesn't come down, and it's electrified. It's lit. So it is a piece that our visitors ask for all the time. We had it on view in our 2005 Blockbuster exhibition on Grant Wood, and then we did reinstall it in a different location a few years afterwards, after 2008, when we kind of did a reinstall of the first floor. But it has not been out on view for a very long time, and it is terrific. It's a chandelier that he created for a corn room at the Hotel Montrose here in Cedar Rapids. And so we have the chandelier, and we have a panel of the corn room murals up as well. So we really have kind of a corn room moment in one of the galleries, where you can appreciate this chandelier in conjunction with a piece of the mural.
Wow. Well, if people come, and we'll talk a little bit about COVID safety in a moment. But if somebody comes and walks through these exhibits, I mean, it sounds like that somebody could spend a lot of time really absorbing all of this work. What do you want people to take away from that experience?
Well, I think for the Grant Wood Revealed exhibition, we really want to share with people a different side of Grant Wood. I mean, everyone knows the heavy hitters, the big pieces, you know, American Gothic, obviously, Woman with Plans, Spring in the Town, Spring in the Country, Young Corn. They know those works of what we call his kind of mature style. But there was a lot that went into getting to that moment in his career. And this show, Grant Wood Revealed, really shows that development of an artist. He had an extraordinarily inquisitive mind. He constantly explored throughout his career. And we think that this exhibition demonstrates that. And it was, you know, enhanced in a way by our Americans in Paris exhibition, where you can see one moment in time, a very, very important trip to Paris in 1920, a real rite of passage that artists still to this day want to have by going to Paris and seeing the great works of art and painting while they are there. And then with Seriously Funny, we want people to recognize that American Gothic still resonates with people today. It's still a relevant piece. People still use it today to explore various social and cultural issues in society today. And I think Grant Wood would be thrilled that work still resonates with people today. And because he was well known for having a pretty good sense of humor himself, I think he would enjoy the parodies that came about over the course of time.
Now, as you mentioned, this was supposed to be on exhibit in the fall. You pushed it to the spring. COVID-19 is still a very real part of Iowa in this moment, a very dangerous part of Iowa in this moment. What have you done to try to keep people safe and give them an opportunity to see these great works of art?
Well, we do have a mask requirement. We've had one since we reopened in June, a mask requirement for all visitors, a mask that covers both the mouth and the nose. We have hand sanitizing stations throughout the building. We encourage social distancing, which is not hard to do, really, in our very spacious galleries here. And we just ask that everyone be very respectful of each other in space and do all of the things that the CDC recommends. That's really been our guide from the time that we reopened to today, and will continue to be into the future.
This has to have been a really difficult time to be in the museum business. I know a lot of museums have really been struggling. What do you think you'll take away from your pandemic experience?
Well, museums are typically a very in-person experience, and we are looking forward to continuing that once we can get the pandemic behind us. Obviously, you can still have in-person experiences by coming to the exhibits, but we have, like you said, all of these safety protocols in place. But we have learned to also sort of transition a lot of our programming, our educational programming in particular, to digital format. So you will see a lot of programs on our YouTube channel after we air them as a part of our programming on Zoom. We record those Zooms and we put them onto our YouTube channel. So some programs that accompany these exhibitions, and we're going to do quite a few of them, will be available first by Zoom, in real time, and then on our YouTube channel after that. So we've learned to be adaptable and flexible. We are happy, to continue to welcome people here. Attendance is, profoundly off from normal. And so when I say that you can easily socially distance in our galleries, I really mean it. There's plenty of room. We're down probably between 70 and 80% off normal in our attendance. So there is lots of room in our galleries to enjoy these shows and everything that we have up at the current moment.
All right. Well, this is on display through May 16th, and you have a lot of other things planned for the 175th anniversary of Iowa statehood, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We've got a full complement of shows in the summer and then in the fall. And there's just an abundance of riches to choose from when it comes to Iowa art and artists.
Well, we will have to talk again. Sean Ulmer, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Sean Ulmer is executive director of the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. We've been talking about a 5-floor display of Grant Wood's art, numerous exhibitions, including Grant Wood Revealed, Rarely Seen Works by an American Master. All of this work is on display through May 16th as part of a year-long celebration of the 175th anniversary of Iowa statehood. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Caitlin Harab, Dennis Reese, Rick Brewer, and Matt Alvarez. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.